The Burt Show.
Nobody could have predicted how big American Idol was going to be. I mean, during the whole duration of the show, the thing was a ratings winner. And even after the show was over, when they had auditions here in Atlanta, people were going nuts lining up to try out for American Idol. Well, we were a little anxious about it too, so we thought we'd just give Ryan Seacrest a call. He was here in Atlanta, so we might as well call him, find out what he thought so far of the American Idol tryouts.
What's up, dude?
How you doing, dude?
I'm tired.
Oh, are you sleeping?
I just got in on the red eye.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Your flight just got here?
What's that?
Your flight just got in?
I just got in, yeah, like an hour ago.
Have you even been asleep yet?
No.
Are you trying to go to sleep?
Not anymore.
Sorry, dude.
I'm so sorry.
I was going to say welcome to Atlanta, but you already know your way around the city pretty
dude,
well.
Dude, I can't wait. My mom and my dad are in Dunwoody. I can't wait to see them.
What do you have planned for the couple of days that you're here? Like, you must have a craving for Atlanta, even out in L.A. Like, when you get back, where's the place you got to go?
Place I have to go is home for my mother's cooking.
Yeah.
So I'll see them probably tomorrow because we've got a long day of auditions today.
Where is home? What part of Atlanta are you from? Is it Dunwoody?
Yeah, I went to Dunwoody High School. Grew up there.
So will all your friends like be calling, hey, dude, we got to go out tonight?
They may want to go out and just grab a beer or something. But, you know, we're on this pretty tight schedule where we've got to auditions into the night. And then with the flying around, I think yesterday morning I was in New York when I got up and I flew out to L.A. to do my radio show in the afternoon and then took the red eye here.
So
the schedule's pretty crazy.
I bet.
So, Ryan, what are the chances that we see you out tonight with, like, Paula and Simon and Randy?
Cheetah, baby, cheetah, we're coming.
like up on the top deck of Lulu's, all sharing the same fishbowl.
I'm going to try and get Dad and Paula maybe to swing through the varsity.
Yeah, you got to introduce her to the varsity. Bring Simon over to the varsity,
man.
Oh,
my, wouldn't that be it? Actually, that's a very good idea.
This dude is extraordinary.
That's a very
greasy.
Funny idea.
You and Simon get along really well, don't you? You can tell that you guys give each other a lot of crap.
It never stops.
But it's playful.
Yeah, it never stops. I mean, we do it. We leave each other messages. We try and outdo each other in all facets of our real lives. But, yeah, it never stops. We get a kick out of topping each other and playing with each other, joking around.
What have you thought about the talent trying out this time around compared to last?
I think we've seen, obviously a lot of people, a lot more people have showed up. I think we've seen a lot of very good singers, people who obviously have good voices. But, you know, we're looking for that someone that sort of leaves the room and you still keep thinking about him like a great date, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think they've also raised the bar when it comes to who they're going to put through to Hollywood. I think they've certainly raised the bar when it comes to that, you know, finding that talent and putting them through to the next level.
Now, Ryan, I was planning on using any opening I could find to ask the following question, and you just gave it to me. Speaking of great dates, there are some rumors about you and Paula Abdul is the start of American Idol 1.
Hang on. Paula? Oh, they want to talk to you. Damn it, same thing. It's like a log laying in bed. No truth. No sexual escapades or lovemaking with Paula for me. We met on the show and then we went out a couple times just as coworkers to dinner, and I guess that's where that got started.
Okay, then finish this sentence. The last celebrity that I had a date with was...
God, as if it'd be easy.
You went out with God?
That'll start another rumor, won't it?
Right.
The last celebrity I went on a date with?
Because you're a big Los Angeles DJ now.
Come on,
you know.
Man. We've heard the rumors.
I'm trying to think of who. I don't know if it was a date. I went to a burlesque show in New York with Lisa Ling from The View, but we weren't on a date, you know?
All right.
And then I went skydiving with Angie Everhart.
Oh, that didn't suck.
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah, and that's the last time I saw her.
How does that happen? Does her publicist call your publicist?
No, she was on the show, and she said, do you want to go out? And I said, yeah. And then she said, well, let's go skydiving. You've done that, or you would do that. I'm like, totally, because that's what you say.
Right, when Angie Everhart.
When a supermodel says, do you want to do anything? And then, of course, I'm scared to death. And the next day, I'm strapped to some guy's ass, tandem. So that was the last time, you know, we hung out because I couldn't keep up with her. She's too crazy.
Now, tell us the truth. Did you break up with Angie Everhart just so you could say, yeah, I dumped Angie Everhart?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Now, before you were like a cool DJ in L.A. and all, but, I mean, this show has opened up a lot more doors as far as hanging out with celebrities go. Does it surprise you sometimes with who the celebrities you're hanging out with now is?
It just surprises me sometimes that the ones that you know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I mean, it's kind of cool because, you know, we're all fans of people on TV and artists and, you know, in the movies. And so when you go to something and you run into somebody and you introduce yourself, oh my God, it's so nice to meet you. My name is Ryan. They're like, yeah, I know. I saw the show. And then, of course, usually that's followed by, yeah, I know, and an insult. But that's kind of cool, you know.
As a big TV celebrity now, what's the coolest thing you've ever gotten for free?
First of all, this call has been great for my ego. It wasn't so popular when I got up this morning, or when I landed this morning. What's the greatest thing I got for free?
Right, because, you know, like, you started out as a radio DJ, and is there any bigger thrill than, you know, when...
Free stuff?
Yeah, when you're a baby radio DJ, and you go to the sandwich shop for the first
time. And they're sending over, like, the chicken basket?
Yeah, exactly, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Well, Reebok, I get a lot of shoes from Reebok, which is nice. I actually was driving an Escalade for a little bit for free.
Yeah. Nice.
That's kind of cool.
Really nice.
Then they take it back.
Yeah, that sucks.
But yeah, it's like once you can afford to actually buy something, you turn around and things are coming in for free.
That's awesome.
I'd hate me right now.
Okay, before we let you go and go get your sleep before auditions today, there's a gun to your head and all you can do is say yes or no, okay?
Okay.
Will you miss Brian Dungleman?
Gun to my head?
Gun to your head. Yes, I will miss him. No, I will not.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I think if there's a gun to my head, I don't think I'll miss him too much. But I wish the dude well. He's a great comedian. I mean, I know that he didn't get a chance to do that stuff on our show, and he's got a darker sense of humor. When he can do that, he's really strong, and so he's gonna pursue it. And I wish him the best. I think this show, he realized that it wasn't the right thing for him when he took a step back and started thinking about what he wanted to do in the long run in the scheme of things for his goals. So.
Right.
Dunkelman, I wish you the best. I appreciate you standing on a stage with me because God knows that's not fun.
Oh, dude, you were carrying the thing anyway. You're going to be fine.
No, who knows?
Are you bringing somebody else in to hang with you, or are you going to do this by yourself now?
Yeah, what are you doing for the next quarter?
I got nothing but time. You should see our ratings.
I've heard. I think at this point I'm doing it by myself.
All right, cool.
Cool.
You happy about that?
Yeah, I don't care. I show up, they put somebody with me, great. They have Duncan back, fine. I have to do it alone. I don't care, as long as I can do it again. Why not be a part of that television show? It's so big, and I have nothing to do with how big it was, so why not come back and do it again?
How great does it feel to be getting that huge pay raise?
Yeah, dude, nice.
I guess that's good.
What are you getting, like $1 million now for a
month? Oh, I don't know how much it is. I haven't seen it. You know, we don't get paid till weeks and weeks into it.
The people in the seven-figure range, Lindsay, don't count their money. They just take it and put it in their investment portfolios.
Right, they just roll around naked in it, man.
Give us some advice here.
Hey, Ryan, welcome back to Atlanta, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. What time is it?
It's, around 7:38, you know.
Oh, good. I have to go to work now.
All right, dude.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Take care. Bye. Bye now.
Hey, The Bird Show.